Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. For the Baldwin McCullough Show, GCN.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, final segment with Adele Weiss today. We're talking IRS issues, really citizenship issues, jurisdiction, rule of apportionment. And you gave a statute just before we went to the break, 26 USC. Would you give that one again, please, Adele?
Yes, Joyce. It's 26 USC 6013G. And if you look at 6013G4A, A is a capital A, you will see information about the termination of that election. And this is where all the problems began for American Nationals. They made an election, they didn't know it, and it was sub silentio. And we will hopefully on the next show, if possible, talk about non-resident aliens and some of the information there. But that's the statute where it all started, and this is how people have gotten entangled with the Internal Revenue Service. Because they have made an election. They filed their first Form 1040 income tax return, and that election brought them into the jurisdiction of the national government.
Now, you've had quite a success. I don't know if you want to talk about that or not, but you've had an amazing success in the cases that you've brought forward.
Well, we've got a client base of well over 2,000 clients now in just about 3 years. It's starting from zero. And it's starting to accelerate, fortunately, and happily so, because the message is getting out there. But as far as dealing with the U.S. Tax Court, we've been successful. And I know, and I quite honestly try to not say what I'm about to say, but we've had two instances where clients did not follow our instructions for whatever reason. But in over 2,000 cases before the U.S. Tax Court, we have won every single time.
Wow. That ought to be an incentive for people to listen to what you have to say. And I liked what you said yesterday about it's all about the truth. And you don't want to stand before your Heavenly Father having given away information that's not accurate. And your attempt here today is to give information as you understand it to the listeners. This is not to give you some out, ladies and gentlemen. This is because this is the evidence, the documentation. What more can you add to that? That you are all about evidence, Adele?
Everything we do is based on federal tax law, Supreme Court decisions, appellate court decisions, federal documents, and so forth. Our opinions count for nothing, just the law. And the law is why we win in the tax court. The law is why this revocation of election is so powerful.
It is. Now, if someone wants to contact you, you already gave your email address, which is bilateral@gmx.com. Anything else people should know or have ready or information if they're going to consult with you?
Yes, go to our homepage. For example, if you have a lien, levy, or whatever issue, we have separate links that you can click on. There are four strict criteria for every enforcement action that we need to have sent along with their personal information, name, address, and so forth. We don't need documents that have Social Security numbers on them, but if they have like a notice of levy, CP 504, or a 3219 notice of deficiency letter that has not expired with the time limits, please redact the SSN, but send us in Adobe format those documents, and we can review them, and there's no cost to review them, and then we will let you know based on your criteria whether we can serve you or not.
Okay, now let me just add, I've received an email from someone who says that your products can cause trouble, and hundreds of dollars that you charge for a 2-3 page letter as well, and is concerned about that. And I think we always need to address these issues. Do you want to respond to that?
Well, first of all, our letters are never 2 or 3 pages. And when we address the tax court, I assume that's what they're talking about. They need to provide a little more documentation than what they've alluded to in that short email burst to you. Our normal motions that we submit to the tax court are about 28 pages in length, as well as for notice of deficiencies. And we're basically quoting the law. Now, the law is the law or it's not. And this is why we win.
Okay, and it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen, to do your research and make your decision based on that. Thank you so much, Adele Weiss, for joining us today. I appreciate your research and support and information here for the Power Hour. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, Joyce. You too.
Thank you. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Man, IRS last hour and charcoal this hour. We're going to be talking to John Dinsley today. He was born in British Columbia. He has lived, traveled, and worked from South America to the North Pole, from Nova Scotia to Nepal. He's a trained lifestyle counselor, teaches public health programs, home remedy workshops, operated a family care home. He is a carpenter by trade. He managed an organic market, garden business, volunteered in overseas development work, and he is our guest today, an expert on charcoal. John Dinsley, thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Good morning, Joyce. How are you doing?
I am blessed, and it is such a pleasure to talk to you. I'm telling you that your book, Charcoal Remedies, The Complete Handbook of Medicinal Charcoal and Its Applications, is the gold standard for information on charcoal, and I am so thrilled that you have written this book and that we carry it at the Power Hour.
Well, we're very thankful for all the people who have contributed. Last November, we spent a whole month in India doing programs across India and gathered up more stories. All kinds of stories, and the word is getting out that charcoal really can purify your world.
Mm-hmm. It really can. And just before we begin, we do have the activated charcoal powder. We have the capsules, the tablets, the book at the Power Mall. All you have to do is give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And they are, I will just add, they are vegetarian capsules also, the charcoal capsules. All right, let's talk about when you went to India, and let's talk about what you learned. I mean, how can you learn any more than you already know about charcoal, John?
Well, you know, charcoal is used to purify air. It's used to purify water. It's used to purify your animals when they're sick, to detox soil, and it's used to detox bodies. In fact, more and more people are learning that of all the detox programs that you hear about, more and more are incorporating charcoal just to detox our bodies. And I know it might sound a little strange coming from me, but we've come to the conclusion, Kimberly and I, that charcoal doesn't cure anything. What it does is it absorbs toxins from the body, and then the body does what the Creator was intended it to do, and that's to heal itself. And so whether it's your water or your air, it removes toxins. Whether it's your body or your soil, charcoal removes toxins, and then the body can do what it wants to do, and that's heal. And, you know, in India, I think diarrhea, of course, bad water, is a number one killer. It's so prevalent, and people complain of all kinds of gastrointestinal problems and some conditions that we hadn't heard of before, but it was amazing. We had all kinds of people coming to our programs. So we put on a program at a hospital, a nursing hospital, and here are these doctors. They're like, their eyes are open. Here's a product right near them that they can use, and really knew very little about it. But at one hospital, for instance, my wife, Kimberly, talked to a doctor, and she had had endometriosis as a doctor, mm-hmm. Practicing doctor. And it was, her pain was so intense that she'd give her a shot of pain med in the morning so that she could see her patients.
Wow.
And it was getting worse and worse, and somehow she got the idea of charcoal, and she started taking charcoal every day, and she was absolutely amazed that within a short time of taking 2 tablespoons of charcoal powder and water, her pain subsided completely.
Now, and how do you explain that with endometriosis? I mean, excuse me, but that, I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. And there's a lot of these things that we just don't understand. And this was a medical doctor in a nursing training hospital, and she became a great fan of charcoal. I'm not a biochemist, and the fact is a lot of these doctors and physicists, or excuse me, chemists don't know how it works, but the conclusion is it does work. Like I said earlier, it's removing toxins. That's its specialty, whether it's toxins in the air or the food or the water we drink. Charcoal has this amazing affinity for things that are toxic to our bodies. And our suspicion is that something is triggering something that's triggering symptoms. And what that something is, sometimes we don't know, but charcoal has this, it's reported anywhere between 4,000 to 6,000 known man-made or natural toxins in our environment that charcoal has an affinity for.
Oh, my goodness. I've been quoting 3,000. You say 4,000 to 6,000?
Yeah, you know it's... Wow. The numbers just go up. I read recently that the psychoactive drugs, except for lithium, charcoal absorbs practically all psychoactive drugs, like I said, except lithium. So the list just goes, of course, man is inventing new chemicals every day,
yeah.
Hundreds of them. So a lot of these are toxic to the environment and toxic to us as well.
But, you know, I think I'm going to go back to the issue that I was so impressed because every emergency room in the country has charcoal, every emergency mm-hmm. room. But they don't tell you that, hey, you might want to have this for yourself in your own home. They just tell you go to the emergency room to get charcoal. And that's what the Poison Control Center will tell you. Go to the ER and they'll give you charcoal. Well, and I'm not saying that you should treat a poison at home. I'm saying use your own head. But when I saw that charcoal was used and was the only thing that could neutralize Valium overdose, I mean, God even was good enough to think ahead and say, you guys are going to be stupid enough to create Valium, and I'm going to give you something that will be an antidote to it. Even though, you know, so I've always been so impressed by that. But you're saying between 4,000 and 6,000 items that it will neutralize. Give us some examples of how, for the new listeners to the program, of how charcoal is utilized.
Well, you know, most people who get sick from something toxic to their body, it's not necessarily a drug or a poison. Most people will get sick just from something they ate, you know, at their potluck dinner at church or at some restaurant, and that upsets their stomach and gives them acid reflux, any number of gastrointestinal symptoms. So that's the number one use of charcoal. For most people, it's an upset stomach, or it's a colicky baby, or, you know, it's a dog that's vomiting. It's something that they've eaten, ingested, and whatever it is, you give the charcoal, and I would say 99 times out of 100, within 10 to 15 minutes, it's going to neutralize whatever that is. But as far as what we consider toxins, amphetamines, arsenic, aspirin, camphor, cocaine, DDT, digitalis, morphine, hemlock, the list just goes on and on and on. Heavy metals as well, radioactive metals. It's, in fact, activated charcoal is the remedy of choice for radioactive toxicity. Coconut-based activated charcoal is known to be the most absorptive substance on Earth for radioactive substances. So,
and let me just add that we do have coconut-based coconut-activated charcoal powder at the Power Mall, the one he just recommended for radiation. Now, given what you know about Fukushima presently, what are you and your family doing? Not what you would recommend for other people, because we give no medical advice on this program, but what are you and your family doing with respect to radiation and charcoal?
Well, that was a really interesting thing, because when Fukushima happened, there was no mention of charcoal. You saw a lot of people running around with white masks, dust masks, which are do nothing.
Right.
But the Japanese government bought up the coconut activated charcoal market. I mean, it decimated it. We know from contacts that coconut charcoal prices started going up dramatically. It was harder to find. And because each one of those nuclear reactors had, I think it was 8 to 12 tons of coconut activated charcoal to clean the air before it went up in the atmosphere. And well, if it cleans the air before it goes into the atmosphere, what can it do for us? And so they should have had charcoal masks on. They make charcoal masks now that look like a dust mask. They're made from spun carbon fibers, charcoal fibers. They do everything that these huge charcoal gas masks do with canisters, but they weigh, you know, not even an ounce. So that's what charcoal, whether it's coming in the air or whether you ingest it, radioactive poisoning, whether it comes in the air or in the food you eat or the water you drink, that is the remedy of choice. You can read that on the website. But
so how are you taking it? How is your wife taking it? How much and how often do you find it necessary or recommended for you?
Kimberly uses it as a preventive. I use it as a treatment. So she'll take it daily. It varies how much she takes, 1 to 2 teaspoons maybe a day. Tablespoon, she said in the background.
I heard that.
and that's a little bit too much for me. I tend to constipate a little bit with charcoal. That would be probably the only major symptom that people would come up with, and that's simply because they don't drink enough water, and I don't drink enough water. I know when I do, I'm well hydrated, I don't have any problem with it at all. But back to how we use it, I brush my teeth with charcoal powder. Kimberly does too, so I get a little bit every day just by brushing my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But as a preventive That's Kimberly's strategy. When I start getting eat something and my stomach gets upset, I head for the capsules or charcoal powder and water. You put the powder in the water and stir it in.
Don't take it by itself. Don't take it dry. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with John Dinsley and Kimberly in the background. This is Joyce Riley in the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about charcoal today. It's 24 minutes after the hour. Stock market's up about 41 points in the green after opening last hour. We're talking to John Dinsley, and the book that you need if you want to know how to neutralize 4,000 to 6,000 items in your body, it's for first aid, it's for parents and doctors, home and garden, pets and livestock, and the environment. You can get the book at the Power Mall, Charcoal Remedies. Charcoal Remedies at the Power Mall. Give us a call and order your charcoal tablets, capsules, and coconut activated charcoal. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. And we also have the charcoal book by Dr. Agatha Thrash, MD, who also writes on the back of John's book. Dr. Thrash's book is available at the Power Mall, Startling New Facts About the World's Most Powerful Clinical Adsorbent. That's what charcoal is an adsorbent. Now, we were talking about using it internally and mitigating the effect of poisonings or whatever. I find that it's really useful for things like, if you want to know what your transit time is through your gut, I think this is fascinating. If you want to know how long it takes for food to go from one end to the other, and a lot of people do want to know this because it does bear on if food is inside your body too long, then it ferments and it gets all messed up. And it can grow bacteria in your gut. If you take your charcoal and then you wait until you see charcoal coming out, then you will know the transit time. And you will know how long it is for food to be transported. You could do the same thing with corn also, but I think charcoal is pretty obvious. And you'll find out. And then you will know, because like we've been told, you should be having, going to the ladies' room 2 to 3 times a day. And after each meal, if you're eating the correct foods with a lot of fiber in it. So anyway, I just thought I would share that with you. Let's talk in terms of external use of charcoal now. We talked about the internal use. The external. Oh, and by the way, children. How much would children take if they were whatever affected by food poisoning or whatever?
Well, there is a. I won't mention the name, but there is a well-known homeopathic remedy. It's a little bottle, and it has the main ingredient actually is charcoal, and it's recommended by the American Pediatric Association as the most the best homeopathic remedy for colic. And there is very little charcoal in that bottle. It's got some nice tasting herbs, and I watched some cases on YouTube where this mother gives this secret weapon to her crying baby. And, within about 2 minutes, the baby's got this puzzled look on his face saying, I know I was crying about something important, but for the life of me, I can't remember what it was.
And, so for colic, charcoal for colic. Wow.
Yeah, but you mentioned internally for babies. You can't give too much, obviously, but in most cases, people don't take enough, and so they don't really get the benefits. It's better to start off with a large dose and then taper back to what works for you and then go with that. But, 2 teaspoons or a teaspoon for a baby and water. And if it's a nursing baby, you put the charcoal powder in the water, and then shake it up and allow that most of that charcoal to settle out. And then you pour the gray water on the top, pour it off into a baby bottle, and you can give that. And it works just like this very famous remedy. It just works very well. And the same for people with lower bowel disease, Crohn's or colitis, where anything irritating can kind of trigger symptoms. If you do that same strategy that you do for a baby by letting that charcoal settle out, they can drink that, and usually within a short time they're experiencing some real benefits. Now, let me just interrupt that and say, for people who are taking drugs and medication, they need to know that because charcoal has such a broad affinity for most medications, that they need to be aware that there's a good chance that charcoal will absorb the medication, so they need to give themselves a 2-hour window around that medication when they don't take the charcoal. So that allows the charcoal to move on down through the system. But on the outside of the body, you'd mentioned people who, for poisoning, they'll take them to a hospital and give them activated charcoal powder and water. But what if they're unconscious?
Okay, let's talk about being unconscious. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with John Dinsley and what to do if someone is unconscious, animal or person. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, caring about your body, treating it like a temple, not a dumpster. We're talking to John Dinsley today about the subject of charcoal. And charcoal is not something you want to have to order. Please trust me, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to have to order it. You want it there. You want it when you need it. And when you start getting home from eating out and you realize, oh, my gosh, something is not right in my stomach, well, you need something to help you out. And, of course, you know, we talk about clay at the Power Mall, but charcoal is a universal antidote for whatever ails you, except for a few things, and we probably need to talk about that. But it can be used externally also, and I would encourage you to get the book that will tell you how to use it called Charcoal Remedies by John Dinsley. Now, we at the break, oh, by the way, we have activated charcoal, a universal antidote at the Power Mall. We have charcoal by Dr. Agatha Thrash, and we have charcoal remedies. So depending on how much you've got to spend, you've got a booklet or information that you can get from the Power Mall, along with the charcoal. Now, the coconut activated charcoal is on sale for $15.96. That's all. It's very inexpensive considering the goods you get out of it. The activated powder is on sale. The charcoal activated powder is on sale for $16, or the coconut activated charcoal powder, $15.96. Charcoal capsules are $10.36 on sale, and the charcoal tablets are $10.36 also. And then the book is on sale for $13.56. And I'm telling you, you get a tremendous amount of information for $13.56 in this book. I mean, you will have every reason or information that you need on the charcoal remedies. It's a 300-page book available at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. Now, at the break, John, you were mentioning about the unconscious patient.
Well, in most cases, obviously, people are going to head to the hospital. Here in America, we have good access to medical institutions, but a lot of these stories in the book or some of our, excuse me, our experiences overseas, we don't have that advantage. And the first story I have in my book is when I was in Guatemala, and I was working for a medical doctor as a missionary, and I remember bringing in a barely conscious little girl having convulsions, and the doctor immediately assessed it was probably some sort of food poisoning and had them remove the clothes and the blouse and smeared this black paste all over her abdomen. And within a short time, she was regained full consciousness and was fully recovered. It's like I looked at it, oh, this is my
wow.
Black magic, you know. But since we've heard many different stories, this fascination of charcoal leads me on the Internet to go see if I can't find something. And I found two testimonies on the website from two nursing students who went to southern Mexico in 1976. And it was two cases of tetanus that I found. The one was a two-year-old boy. He was having 10 seizure episodes every 5 minutes. He was bending back. He was so rigid he could hardly breathe. He was semi-conscious, unconscious. And the doctors had given them up for dead, and they asked these nursing students if there was anything they thought, and they had remembered something about charcoal in their training, and so they found this little baby basin tub, and they immersed the child in warm water with, I think it was a half a cup of charcoal powder, and recovered. After doing this,
amazing.
They were changing continually, and after 24 hours, they noted improvements. So it wasn't something that they just did once. And many times people will give up because they don't see immediate reactions or results like they do with drugs. But if they just keep on, the charcoal will do its work. And it was doing it outside the body. You know, it was coming in contact with the skin. Now, this has been well documented in the premier medical journal, The Lancet, out of England. They showed that charcoal poultices could actually draw toxins from deep tissue and deep organs. And I know that's true. I've seen it personally, and others have noted it, that placing a charcoal poultice over the kidneys at night, in the morning, I have smelled urine, and the white edges of the poultice have turned yellow, dark yellow. And it's doing, helping the kidneys that are sick, that can't keep up. And, lo and behold, granular activated charcoal is used in kidney and liver dialysis units for people who have sick kidneys or liver, and keeps them alive for years, doing what the kidneys and the liver can't no longer do efficiently. So it is used externally. In rare cases, it's used on people who are unconscious. You don't want to give it orally because there's a good chance they could gag and aspirate the charcoal powder, and then you can have more problems. But if you can't give it by mouth, you can always give it by in the form of a poultice or maybe a full-body bath. You mentioned Dr. Agatha Thrash's book. She related one story where her granddaughter had sat on a hill of fire ants, and she had was bitten by hundreds of them, literally. And they grabbed up the screaming child and ran to the house and stripped off her clothing and put her in a bathtub and added charcoal powder, so it's on the outside of the body. And in less than 2 minutes, that little child stopped crying. Her analysis was, well, the charcoal neutralized the poisonings. Well, Dr. Agatha Thrash was the medical examiner for the state of Georgia. She's a certified board-certified pathologist. And she said if she was stranded on a desert island, could take only one thing along for pain or disease, sickness, she would choose charcoal. That's how firm her trust and belief in charcoal was, that it works so fast in many cases. And in other cases, if you keep applying it regularly, you will see benefits. So here's another case of using charcoal externally, and that's where you want to use that powder, because to try and break open capsules of powder, charcoal powder, is just not going to work. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage your listeners to get the charcoal powder. It's the most versatile, but when we go traveling, Kimberly and I always have capsules or tablets with us in our luggage or in our purse. We carry it in our truck, in our car. I remember one time somebody at a rental place, I looked at him, I said, oh, you're in pain. He said, oh, am I in pain? He said, I got peptic ulcers so bad. I lay on the floor at the emergency room in the hospital. I'm in so much pain. It's just going to break up my marriage. I said, well, here, fella, try some charcoal tablets. And he looked at me like I was crazy. So I just gave him the bottle. I said, well, just try it. And 2 weeks later, he said, I can't believe this. After a few times, the pain went away. And I said, well, now you got to think about giving up the thing that's causing it, and that's all you're smoking and drinking coffee. And a few months later, he said, yeah, I quit smoking, I quit coffee. So,
wow.
You know, on to better health, better things. So for him, it was dramatic effect. But other people, it might take a little bit longer. But it will work. Have a little bit of faith. You need a little faith like mustard seed, and you know, great things can happen.
Well, it is amazing. It is amazing what it does. And I didn't know if perhaps your wonderful wife would like to share anything with us.
Oh, yeah. Kimberly, let's get her in here. She had a story she was just going to...
Okay, good. Yeah,
relate, so.
I love hearing these stories. And we haven't really talked much about pets yet, but it's kind of the same thing. Give it to them in water. Now, I always keep a can of evaporated milk in my pantry because I know that those dogs will drink evaporated milk in a heartbeat. So
Has a cat store, I think, here, Ashley. We had our neighbor let her tell us some of these stories that we've had with animals.
Okay. All right, let's hear from Kimberly then.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Kimberly. Good to talk to you. Glad you're joining us today.
Yeah,
Tell us a cat story.
Oh, I'm trying to think of a cat story. I don't know if I could think of a cat story right off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
How about a dog story then?
Well, just recently, our dog, we've had her for 10 and a half years when we found her when we were in Cape Breton. And... we just thought she was getting, this was the end for her. I don't know how old she is, 13, 14 or whatever, getting very lethargic. And one night she wouldn't eat at all. And then in the morning we saw that she had passed blood. We thought she had thrown it up, but then as I cleaned it up, we realized that she had passed it. And anyway, I just, of course, started to give her charcoal. I keep a wet dog food on hand for her just in case of emergencies like this. And she was very sick, so I had to encourage her to eat it from my hand and such. And I must have put in a third of a cup or more, and I just kept it up. And she totally passed. She totally came through. It took, she had done this one other time, and she just responded immediately. But this time, it took her a couple days before she got back to normal. But we thought she was dying.
Mm.
And so anyway, she totally pulled through. And then just over a month ago, she was attacked by a couple of dogs, and they went right for her throat. She was able to get away and ran home. And then when we got home, excuse me, she we saw that she was torn open, and so we called the vet, and she was gone for the weekend. We live in a very small, outside of a small town. And so John just started to remove the hair, clean it up and everything, and he put in 9 stitches. We didn't have anything to give her for the pain or anything, but I just held her and hugged her, and she knew we were helping her, and he put in 9 stitches. We brought her into the vet when she got home a few days later, and she said what a great job he had done. Wow. And, of course, as soon as we were done with putting the stitches in, we put a charcoal poultice on her. And it just healed beautifully. The vet gave us antibiotics, all this garbage, and we did not use it. We just kept putting the poultices on her, and it just healed amazingly. People are so accustomed to taking things internally. Not that we don't give Annie charcoal when needed, but the poultices are absolutely amazing, and the healing. And then when the vet saw her, she was amazed at how well it had healed.
That's incredible. That is wonderful. I don't know. I'd recommend people do their own stitching, but what an amazing thing. You know, I have a cat that comes to my house only when he needs something, only when he's hurt or whatever. He's a feral cat, and I keep trying to keep him long enough so that I can get him neutered, but I haven't been able to do that yet. But he came in the other day really injured, and he seems to know that I'll take care of him and won't hurt him. Although he has a rough life out there, male has a rough life, and he came home with a really swollen leg. And I put some silver in it, just sprayed silver, because that was all I could do to get it to hold him. But I don't know, I was trying to figure out how I could use charcoal on this cat and, you know, not lose my life while I was doing it. Any ideas?
Well, no, not really. I mean, if you can't get a hold of her, and I'm sorry, can you go over that again? I'm sorry.
Well, it was just a male cat that has a really bad swollen leg, and I can barely get close to the cat, and I wanted to help him with charcoal, and I just thought, well, maybe if I mix up a spray bottle of charcoal and spray it on him, maybe enough would stick to do some good, do you think?
You could try. I don't know. It's going to have to be enough, and that's where you have to have plenty on there to be effective. I mean, you could try, but he's going to, I mean, cats in water, I mean, they just hate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah. So, but anyway, I just was trying to figure some way to help this cat, you know, and was shy of being able to catch him and take him to the vet. But anyway, that's another whole issue. Let me talk to John again, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. I appreciate you.
We have a story from Dr. Clark's wife, Julie, who found this kitten who was couldn't walk, and they didn't know what was wrong with it, but immediately they got some charcoal water and gave it charcoal baths. And there's a cat, obviously very sick, who normally they, as you say, they'll jump out of water, but it revived completely, totally revived. 20 to 30 minutes, they were actually amazed that it responded so quickly.
From a bath of charcoal.
Bath, yeah, because it was, you know, it couldn't even, it was a 14-week-old kitten. It couldn't even hold its head up. And so they're great fans of charcoal, and they didn't know what was wrong, what was causing it. But again, immersed it in this charcoal water. And that was the same case with the child who had tetanus. They immersed it in charcoal water. And you think, well, it would work faster if you could get it into the body, but in many cases you can't in emergency cases. So apply it to the outside. It's messy, of course. It's black. But when it's a life and death issue, it works. You know, like I said, they use it to detox soil. Contaminated soil, water, they'll put charcoal in it. It works very quickly. And it's just mostly the critical factor is how much you're going to give or use. You know, as an aside, Burger King and McDonald's have started putting charcoal in their buns and in their cheese slices as a novelty. And in Canada, you have they have detox dream drinks now. They have barbecue apple pie with charcoal and charcoal lemonade.
Really? Wait a minute. Where are they doing this?
This is in Canada. Well, even in, here in the States, they have some detox dream made from lemon, maple, ginger, cayenne, and activated charcoal. They have a barbecue apple pie. There's different fancy high-end restaurants that are using charcoal as part of the coloring. Now, if you can put it in food for coloring, obviously it's not going to harm you, right? And like I said, McDonald's black cheese slices, wow, that's kind of a fancy-looking burger. But
wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's online. You can find them online. I don't know if they've come to America yet, but they are in Canada, and they're used in Europe. Charcoal is used for coloring because, well, people want a black look, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. No, wait a minute. Are they doing it because it keeps down the listeria in the cheese, or are they doing it because people like black stuff? I mean...
Right.
All four people that like black stuff? I can't imagine that.
And I'm not sure of the reasoning. I think it's just sort of a novelty, but there's obviously some side benefits that maybe they're not reckoning on.
Yeah, interesting. All right, we'll be back after this 3-minute break. Final segment coming up with John Dinsley. The book is available at the Power Mall. Give us a call, 573-378-6049. Back in three.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Ha 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 ha!
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We've had a couple of questions regarding charcoal and supplements, and I want to get to that. John, would you repeat again, if you're taking nutritional supplements, how to space it with the charcoal?
Well, you could probably do the same thing as you do with medication. Give yourself a two-hour window. It's always best not to take charcoal with drugs, if you're, especially unless you talk with your physician and he'll give you a better idea, or at least a pharmacist. Eating food with your meals too, it's better to space it out 2 hours after. You mentioned supplements. By the way, activated charcoal is used to clean pharmaceuticals and nutraceuticals to make them more pure. Takes out unwanted chemicals, but the charcoal really is not known to absorb food nutrients. You'll see some misinformation on the internet. Oh, beware, it'll absorb your vitamins and minerals. Charcoal has a very poor affinity for minerals. But as far as vitamins, there's no real evidence that it does. There is some anecdotal evidence that it absorbs man-made supplements. But again, if it does, the only research I've seen is very, very large mega doses of charcoal, coal activated charcoal. And most charcoal that people take internally is food grade, so it'd be from a natural source such as hardwood, coconut, bamboo, or something like that. So,
okay, and I have another question. Okay, I have another question before we're finished, and that is, what about a foot fungus? How would they use it for a foot fungus?
Well, again, you can try the charcoal poultice or make a warm foot bath and add charcoal powder that way. If you're talking about the toenail fungus, it's not that good. But if you're talking about open ulcers from gangrene or from diabetic ulcers, it is very effective for open ulcers.
Okay.
On feet and extremities.
And just soak in it? How much would you put in the water?
Depending on how much water, obviously, and whether it's the leg or just the foot, maybe a tablespoon or two in warm water, not hot.
Mm-hmm.
And let it soak there for anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes or longer. And do, if it's an open ulcer, do it several, at least twice a day. And it will, we have pictures of these open ulcers completely healing over, where practically half the heel is gone, literally a gaping hole, and filled in by giving charcoal poultices on a regular basis and nothing else.
Mm. Okay. Anything else in closing? We've only got about a minute left, but anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, we have all kinds of stories. We had one recently of a woman who had early stages of glaucoma, and she started using charcoal poultices on her eyes. She was a fashion designer and a seamstress, and so she had to really strain her eyes, and she was very concerned. A doctor had said the pressure was 22, way too high, and somebody suggested charcoal poultices, and she started placing these poultices over her eyes. It went from 22 down to 12 at her next doctor's visit, and she was simply amazed. Now, what is it doing? You have probably a better guess than I do, but whatever it is, it's removing whatever is causing the inflammation in the eye and the high blood pressure. So, again, if it does no good, you can know it's not going to add to the problem. Using charcoal is a God remedy. It really is.
God designed it for us. God's medicine versus man's medicine, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, John Dinsley, for joining us today on the Power Hour. Love having you join us, and always good news stories. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care, blessed day. You bet. You have a blessed day. Tomorrow, we're going to continue talking, of course, about what happens with Greece. They should know by about 6 p.m. tonight if it's a done deal over and they're going to be leaving the Eurozone, even though they're going to be having this referendum this next week or this coming 5th of July. Stock market is down about 47 points, I believe, at this point. The FTSE closed and down also. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you.